Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
With the third pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Chicago Sky select Camila Cardoso, University of South Carolina. With the seventh pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Chicago Sky select Angel Reese.
Your two newest members of your Chicago Sky as broadcast last night on ESPN for the WNBA draft. Those are names, even if you are a casual basketball fan, those are names you should know. You saw those two battling it out.
Yes.
On the court, throwing elbows, talking trash in each other's ear.
I was having discussions with people about it on Twitter last night, and it's like, what can we call them? Can we call them the bad girls? Like, Is the Sky getting ready to go into their bad girl era?
I don't think they're bad. I think they were just playing hard-nosed basketball.
I mean, like, the bad boys.
Yeah, but they're not. Yeah. I think that would connote some level of dirtiness or wanting to hurt opponents like the bad boys did. The bad boys were...
I would say take a closer look at Angel Reese's highlight tape. There's some stuff in there.
Yeah, she's not undercutting people or... I mean, there's...
Okay. I would just say that she plays to the echo of the whistle. It's one of the things I think that makes her great. She's a double-double machine.
Double-double machine.
Which is great. And we saw...
Double-double machine.
And Camila Cardoso clearly is a force. She is a force.
She's 6'6"?
6'7".
6'7".
6'7", controls the paint, became a better shooter, understands where her points come from.
Needs to be a better free throw shooter.
Yeah, because she's going to get fouled a lot.
Yep.
But she's the WNBA equivalent of a rim runner. Like, that's what she does. And here's what I like about Camila Cardoso's game that I wish that bigs of all shapes and sizes would work on. When she gets the ball,
it stays up here.
She puts it up here because you can't get it because she's taller than you. And that's what you're supposed to do. And she's figured it out, like, with her feet and everything else. It's very impressive. Her performance in the national championship game. And look, you could also say that these are the two women that stood in the way of Caitlin Clark winning a national championship.
Oh, those storylines when they play Indiana are going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, and every team, this is what you better get used to, no matter what WNBA team is yours, the sales of Caitlin Clark are going to be unashamed. No matter how good your team is, no matter how many championships you've won, no matter how much money they spend, the marketing power of Caitlin Clark knows no bounds.
Well, we as folks on Twitter that live in Chicago started looking for the tickets because they're going to play two games in Indiana first, the Sky and the Fever. But then June 23rd, it's going to be the Fever over at Wintrust. Tickets are gone. They're gone. So now you got to go secondary market. And Wintrust holds 10,000. So it's not like, you know, like it's a small venue. Like they were playing on campus at DePaul or Loyola. Like this is a fairly significant place. And you're going to pay a lot of money to get in to see Caitlin Clark versus the Sky. Because the storylines write themselves. Like I said, here are the two women over the last 2 years that have stood in the way of her getting a national championship. And now they play for the Sky. What's crazy to me is the turnover that the Sky have had over the last 2 years. This is a portion of their roster that won the WNBA championship, okay? Allie Quigley, gone. Courtney Vandersloot, gone. Candace Parker, gone.
Clay Copper.
KFC, gone. But in that case, that allowed the door to open up for you to get what you got last night.
Big Steph Dolson.
Stephanie Dolson, gone. Diamond DeShields, gone, but now she's back. And she's been through hell. So that's one of those stories that I'm looking forward. I know that Annie's done some writing on it. I know that Shake has done some writing on it. That's a story that probably needs to be told like more in depth. But I'm happy that Diamond DeShields is back. She's a dynamic athletic player. And having her in the backcourt, I think, is going to help a lot with this. It's fun to – I don't know about you, Dan. I don't know if you care about this type of stuff because you're not as sentimental as I am. But I enjoy the collective awakening of something. And I think that's what's happened with women's college basketball, that there's been a collective awakening, like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, oh, wait, we can do the what we usually do with other sports. Here's white hat. Here's black hat. We can do all that. Oh, there's a star.
How about angry old heads? How about embittered, angry old heads?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this in depth, too. But it is shocking the level of hate that is out there from some of the old heads. But now, how does that translate? And I think so far from what we're seeing, like I'd love to know what their ratings were on the draft. I haven't seen anyone post them yet.
They're going to be a record.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And nice and tidy, too. In and out. I thought that the interviews at this draft, and I don't know if that's just because of how ensconced like Holly Rowe is with the W and with college basketball. She did great interviews. Like actual interviews, knowing who the player is, knowing that player's story, and then presenting it to us as the viewer while she's talking to the player.
And it's not also like this NFL draft misery porn and poverty porn, which I have become allergic to some of this stuff. Like, you got to see this, grew up in a house with 27 brothers and no running water and needed football to get.
There seemed to be more gratitude. There's a little of that because, you know, people have stories. Like, Camilla's one of those people. Like, one of the things she said, and she started to cry when she was talking, she's like, look, I came here. I came here from Brazil to help give my family a better life. Like the awesome immigrant stories that we hear from around, you know, this country. Here you go. Here's another one of those stories. And she said, now I can give them that life. And I don't know, like, if the rules, because that's one of the things that surprised me about Zach Edey. I don't know if the NIL rules on Camila Cardoso are the same as they are on Zach Edey, where they can't even really eat off of their success because they're on student visas. So now she has the opportunity to win, make some real money, and I'm happy for her. The Angel Reese thing, Angel's a star. And I think that she has an opportunity. There's been a vacuum of young stars in Chicago. And now we got a couple of them. You've got Connor Bedard. You've got Angel Reese. And soon you'll have Caleb Williams here. It's going to be fun to see how the interaction is. We're talking about Gen Z superstars now. What's that like? If I'm the Sky, I'm trying to figure out a way to collaborate Angel Reese, Connor Bedard, Caleb Williams.
Well, the Sky has to immediately invest money, a lot of money. Staff up. Like, you got to understand that you can't miss out on this opportunity. You're probably too late to it.
Yeah, you're. Let's not say too late. Let's say behind.
You're behind. Staff up, spend, and if you need to run at a loss this year, or for 2 years to invest in infrastructure, in your overall footprint, and in the way that you look to potential free agents and the level at which you are doing your business when it comes to travel accommodations, when it comes to how you're taking care of your players, you're going to have to spend money to make money, and now is the time to do it. Now is when the energy is here. Now is when you're riding the crest of a wave of support and excitement. If you can't do it now, you pick the wrong business.
Yes. This is the time. Like, now you're in a space where people... Well, the other part of it is that their eyes on the Sky now. Like, more so than the championship because of the raised interest in it. So they have to act as if eyes are on them. They've got to get some of this stuff fixed. And what you're talking about is a real investment in the product. So if there's a real investment in the product, it can flourish. You know for sure that there's going to be two games where you're going to be sold out. You know that for sure. And I imagine that those two games are going to find their way to a national television market too. Because we know that 90% of Indiana's games are on national television anyway. And when you throw in, here's Cardoso and Angel Reese. It writes itself. Like, you should be able to do that. But yes, they've got to figure a lot of stuff out and make this happen. Like, these two players have an opportunity. These two players give you the opportunity to make your franchise hot. Like, you want to be cool. You want to be the cool thing to do in the summer in Chicago. Here's your opportunity. People know who they are. Get them out there. Sell those tickets that aren't the Caitlin Clark game.
Get in with the shoe and apparel companies too. And I know that's more on a league level, but if you look at what has been happening with the shoes, the fact that you have a Sabrina Ionescu shoe that Javonte Green is wearing, that a lot of NBA players just like the model of the shoe. And when you order online, when you go to whatever it is, Nike or Under Armour or Adidas, and you pick out a model, it immediately will ask men's or women's. There's no such thing anymore as just a women's shoe or just a men's shoe. There is a model, there's a design, there's proportion, and anybody can get anything. That's a unisex market right now. And when NBA players are telling you, yeah, the Ionescu is a really good shoe.
Yes.
And they're wearing it because that's their job. They're choosing that model because and there aren't a lot of sports where you get this crossover. You don't see PGA golfers using the same sticks as the women use. They might be a tweak here and there, might be the same brand name on it. But the fact that basketball is leading the charge on this, then you're going to see all sorts of playgrounds with a lot of Sky stuff and a lot of WNBA stuff.
Well, Cameron Brink is in the New Balance commercial with Zach LaVine. You know, the Can We Come Together commercial. She's in that.
Yeah.
So
she's the blonde.
There's clearly an opportunity to cross over, and I mean, Angel Reese should be on every television show possible. That they can throw every news. She should be on Channel 9 News. Like, whatever they can do to put her out there, because she has a huge following and she's charismatic. And she seems like the type of person that your son or daughter was watching and being like, oh, Angel Reese is cool. So here's an opportunity to sell the product through your players and then allow them to sell the product through their play. Now, I don't know if things are going to turn around for the Sky immediately, but I think they're in good shape. I mean, there's always some, you have to get used to it, and they're going to have to get used to playing together in the front court.
Do they still have only one person doing general manager and coaching?
I mean, Teresa Witherspoon has a staff.
Yeah, but like,
she's got a couple of WNBA players on her staff. But okay. Yes, they, as an organization, they have not been as staffed up as they need to be.
Stop that. Stop that. Look at the industry standard and meet it or exceed it. That's your responsibility right now, rather than just presuming that every Chicago sports fan is now, because you're just on the coattails of this, that people are going to show up. Earn it. Prove it.
They do on their website, The Sky, have a general manager and a head coach. So I don't know when that happened. Jeff Pagliuca?
He did a really good job getting them in position to draft these two players.
And Teresa Witherspoon is the head coach.
Okay.
Last name is spelled Pagliocca. Apologies if I butchered it.
Either, well, I mean, Pagliuca or Pagliuca, depending on the extent to which one would pronounce the G in America rather than not in Italy.
America.
It's like Tom Gugliotta was always Gugliotta, and I asked him, I said, why do we pronounce the G? Because you probably shouldn't. He said, it's Gugliotta, but everybody here pronounces the G.
Oh, okay. It's good to know.
Good player.
Media day for the Sky is May 8th.
Okay.
And then they open up a week after that. But, I mean, this process, they shouldn't wait. Like, don't wait until May 8th. Like, sell this thing. Because this is a thing. Take that heat.
Not just that. We're getting to maybe the most beautiful time of year in the city. The tourists are already here. People, this is the lakefront and everything that is going to be happening here. Get out there. Get out there among the people. Don't just wait for everybody to come to you. Meet everybody more than halfway.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
It does.
The marketing budget is a thing.
All of it costs money, but you have the potential here to, you can sell, even though you sold off the championship team, you can sell, hey, 2 years ago, we were champions. And now we've rebuilt, but we're rebuilding behind these players.
But we're still a championship legacy and a championship standard, and we'll say it.
Absolutely. Be a fun thing to do.
Ian Happ is going to join us next. His team is playing extremely well despite some headwinds. We'll talk to him on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Deep drive to right. Back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Ian Happ.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
He's a good hitter who gets on base a lot.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Dives and makes a great catch in left center field. Ian Happ with a sensational diving catch.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Think you hit that inning, broke your bat on a ground out. You're jogging out to the field. You look at me and you just go,
I swung a pitch that was a little inside in my first at bat and broke my bat and flew out. The second at bat down and away changeup off the end of the bat broke my bat, grounded out. So I broke two bats in my first two at bats.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Tonight, the Cubs continue their road trip against the Diamondbacks. Pre-game coverage, 8:05. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call. First pitch at 8:40. You can listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. And joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Ian Happ. Rhymes with app. Download the Circus Sports app today. He is on Twitter at IHAP_1. Cubs outfielder, host of the Compound Podcast, is on the Score. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys?
We are doing really well. Thanks for getting up early and hanging out with us on the show. Before we talk about you, I wanted to talk about a couple of your teammates. How did you view the way that Nico Hoerner was able to manufacture runs for you guys yesterday?
I mean, just super impressive read on that ball. When I was hitting in the ninth there, you know, gets to the backstop. It's kind of a weird one. Kind of checked away from Moreno, and to have the presence, it's really hard to run immediately on that ball. You know, sometimes guys will coast a little bit and then try to turn the jets on. He was running from the second that hit the ground, and being able to just not break stride and keep going is pretty impressive.
And the other guy that, I mean, it's a team game. You have those wins. Everyone has to contribute a little bit. Keegan Thompson, I thought, did a great job yesterday.
He was phenomenal. He's been a really good pitcher in this league. And to be able to see him, you know, come back and his first two outings be super impressive, multiple innings. Fastball was up to 94, 95 yesterday, cutter, sweeper. But a lot of pitches working well. And the ability to just make pitches in those big spots was super impressive, and just really happy for him. I thought yesterday too, the defense did a great job all the way around. You know, there was good plays all over the field, just steady and consistent. And so, you know, that's a big part of that win too.
Yeah, even the Talkman play in extras where he catches the ball and dares you to run, like it wasn't hit deep enough, but sometimes you see people take a chance, but his reputation is out there, and they knew not to go.
Yeah, Talkman made a great throw on that ball, got behind it really well, and made a tough decision for the third base coach, and obviously threw a strike to home. He made a diving play earlier in the game. Cody did a great job tracking balls down in center all night, and then infield was really steady, which, you know, just helps the pitching staff out a lot, and they did a great job.
Meanwhile, Michael Busch is hitting to an expected weighted OBA of 473, a WRC plus of 199. I have to keep reminding myself that he's technically a rookie because he is 26. He carries himself as
much older than the typical rookie and much more experienced. Is there any advice to be given to somebody on a heater like this, especially once more and more data gets out there about how his swing looks to pitchers?
No, I mean, he's done such a great job for us. Just the quality of the at-bat, the ability to take balls and borderline pitches and get himself into hitters' counts has been pretty impressive. You know, obviously, the homers, but just the way he's carried himself, his demeanor is pretty even, not getting too high or too low. And it's just been really fun to watch.
When it comes to your at-bats last night, you had the one that went through the third base side for a hit. I'm sure that felt good because it's hasn't been easy lately for you. Then you squared one up late in the game, Oppo, and it just got stabbed. How are you feeling at the plate right now? What's working, what's not?
Not a lot's working in the last 5 or 6 days. It's just part of the season. Sometimes you hit these patches where if you hit balls hard or good trajectories and they're right at people. Yeah, I hit a couple balls hard in Seattle, a couple balls that I thought had a chance to fall, and it just started looking for, especially situations where there's guys on base or you have a chance to drive runs in, and instead of being super patient, work yourself into good counts to get something to hit, kind of start chasing it around a little bit, trying to push for stuff to help the team. And that's not the right thing to do. So it's about having those quality at bats every day and giving yourself to be in a position to get something to drive. And obviously, at some point you're going to go through this in the season. It's inevitable. It's a long year with a lot of at bats, but it never gets easier.
What goes into your calculus about first pitch hunting? Is that always, are you always looking fastball, or is somebody who might work backwards in danger of just trying to spin a get me over breaking ball? When you formulate a plan, when do you say, all right, this one is go time from the minute I walk into the box?
First at bat of the game or just anytime?
Anytime.
There's a lot of percentage stuff. So depending on the guy's pitch mix, sometimes you're going to have to look in a certain spot for that fastball because of the way the two pitches play. But for the most part, you're looking at fastball and adjusting off that and trying to be, especially with how hard guys are throwing, trying to be pretty aggressive to that fastball. But there are times, if a guy loves to flip a breaking ball, we're in scoring position, or the first pitch out of the bullpen for them is always a breaking ball. There's definitely times to sit on that, but it's really dictated on situation more than anything.
Where does Chase Field rank as far as difficulty in the outfield?
That's a good one.
He's got a lot of angles and dead spots and weirdness.
Yeah, it's a little different. When you're running into the gap, it just feels like they're never going to get to the wall. It kind of feels like the wall's running away from you because it's so deep out there in left center, right center. It's just a lot of ground to cover. I think, it's definitely up there because of just how much total ground there is and kind of where that leaves you looking to cover all of it.
What's the value of this road trip this early in the season? It's late nights for us who are watching here, but for a team with a new manager to be traveling together and a difficult schedule too, and the fact that it's head for the team's way above water in what is going to be viewed as a tough stretch, what does it mean?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a challenging road trip out of the chute just for travel purposes. It's been a long one. We were talking yesterday, it feels like we've been on the road for a month. But I think team chemistry, being able to hang out with guys, spend the time early in the year when you have a nice long road trip early, just to be able to get that time around the guys, and guys are checking out like Seattle is a city that I think a lot of guys in the Cubs system had been to, and so being able to talk to different guys, talk to Jamison Tyon, obviously playing for the Yankees giving coffee recs and just all those little things, a team dinner here or there. All those little things go a long way.
And it can't hurt that everyone's familiar with the greater Phoenix area. You know, like all of you that guys know spots there that you can go.
Yeah, and it's very nice for guys. It's really underrated because a lot of guys live out here. So when you finish a road trip or in the middle of a long road trip, a lot of guys are getting to stay at home right now, which is like a really, really great thing for those guys, being able to like sleep in their own bed and, you know, go sit in their backyard and look at the mountains. Like what a refresh.
I always loved the story back in the day about the Hall of Famer Eddie Murray. And anytime people came out to Los Angeles, I believe it was, where Eddie's dad lived, he would, whatever team Eddie was playing for, he would bring the whole team to his dad's house.
Barbecue, right?
He was a rib guy. And his dad had some sort of like homemade barbecue pit in the back, like made of oil drums, and he would smoke these things. And it was a thing. Has that ever happened? Is there any teammate, anybody who's like, look, whatever your plans are, look, everybody's coming to my house or my family's house, or we've got a lake house, anything like that?
I am really trying hard to think of a time on the road where that happened. I will give my mom a shout out because when we go to Pittsburgh, she many times would, or Cincinnati, many times she would bake brownies and then give me brownies to bring on the team plane.
Okay,
all right. I'll give my mom a shout out for that, but she wasn't invited us over to the house or anything.
Let's talk brownies now, Ian, because now you've got my antenna up. What's mom doing with the brownies? Does she put a little caramel in there, chocolate chips? What she got going on?
She's pretty traditional. She's pretty pretty old school. Maybe some fudge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In there a little bit of extra chocolate, but Pretty she makes a mean brownie.
If I remember correctly, Chris Bryant told us that he didn't like much about the Cincinnati trip, but the hotel where the Cubs stayed had a warm brownie a la mode that he would get all the time. So he would imagine get a lot of brownies on a Cincinnati trip.
Yeah, Chris could find dessert with the best of them. Okay. He really liked the room service desserts.
That makes me laugh because I envisioned that he was probably like brought up like not having dessert at all. And now that, you know, you're a millionaire, I'll have all the desserts that I want. And
I think
it's a good way to treat yourself after a few hits.
Well, I mean, you can be, well, so to speak. I mean, you can be straight edge and still have brownies. I mean, it's one thing to deny yourself certain vices.
No. I mean, like, kind of like the Marinoviches. Like, I imagine.
Oh, he wasn't like that.
I imagine Chris Bryant was built in a lab because you don't get to have all of that and everything else. Like, come on. Like, I'm just saying that he's probably eating real healthy. And then he got to the pros. Like, I got some money now. I'm going to have this brownie a la mode. And you're going to like it. It's a good thing. Ian, back to on the field. Two questions for you. One of them stupid. Well, actually, they're both probably stupid. But did you see that Bryce Harper might be wearing last year's jersey?
I did see that. I guess could have been an optical illusion from the camera, but didn't look like it. I mean, I think we all would if we could.
Really?
I think that's fair.
Is there a possibility of like a wildcat strike where maybe you say, hey, we're just going to do this and see if they punish us because it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission?
No, there's not enough of them. There's not enough of the actual physical uniforms that any guy on, you know, Michael Bush wouldn't have a uniform. You know, it's just any guy that didn't play last year wouldn't have one. Not possible, not going to happen, but there's just a lot of little things about the new ones that aren't quite as good or as comfortable as the old ones. And yeah, I don't think you're going to see them popping up all over the place, but I did think that was funny.
Now, I know you didn't get a chance to watch live, but just watching the field on Sunday crumble away from Scottie Scheffler, regardless of of what was going on. There was some just inevitability about him that was quite something to watch. And he's interesting because I know he isn't the most charismatic or interesting guy. He's just great at this very difficult sport.
He's just so steady. I think his ability to keep the driver in play so consistently, and then he just strikes his irons. It's so impressive. I mean, being able to move it both ways, whatever shot he needed. I know he stuck a few close, just watching the highlights, stuck a few close in there for some really close birdie putts. But he never put himself in a spot that was in trouble. And it's just so consistent. Some people might think it was boring to watch, but it's pretty masterful.
What's the latest with Connect?
Connect, we got kegs. I actually got a text from a sponsor of the pod asking if Connect does kegs. And I thought I would share with all of you that, yes, we do kegs. They're available. You can reach out. And we have some exciting cold brew news coming as well. So I am excited to share that in the near future, but we have a lot of good things in the pipeline. ConnectRoasters.com.
Ian, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's Ian Happ of your Chicago Cubs. Next up is High Noon, and I have to figure out how to handle the fate of a local Chicago area business.
I'm going to follow up on the uniform thing with Boog and JD. Uh-huh. Boog doing his best Dan Bernstein impersonation.
What do you mean?
I'll explain next on The Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there. Out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
Time for High Noon, and we started out by trying to figure out how the White Sox do business. They had their team meeting, but then Pedro Grifol, I can't talk about the team meeting. Nobody talks about team meetings. What happens at team meetings? First rule of team meetings, you don't talk about team meetings.
It's not Fight Club, Pedro.
He's just being weird. He can't stop being weird. And then Eloy Jimenez asked, are you hurt or are you healthy? Kind of, maybe in between, not quite sure.
Exactly.
So they don't know. And we also talked about the way the Cubs are playing and how the injury to Seiya Suzuki comes at a terrible time. And somehow, some way, they were able to eke out a critical victory yesterday. Also discussed the new draft picks for the Chicago Sky. And my belief is they need to invest right now. Spend in infrastructure and get yourself up to industry standard or beyond industry standard with the competitors of the WNBA. Make this matter and don't just try to squeeze short-term dollars out of it. Take advantage of building for the longer term to be the biggest and best franchise you can be. And then Ian Happ talked Cubs and baseball.
So we talked with Ian Happ and we mentioned the uniforms because Bryce Harper is kind of slyly wearing his old one out there when he takes the field. Boog and JD got into a conversation of it, and what I meant by Boog being you is it's clear that he's trying to goad JD into a conversation that I'm not sure JD necessarily wanted to have.
Swing and a miss. All right, JD, zero in on Luke Little and his chest. I'm directing the director. Do you see how the C is split down the middle on the uniform?
I do.
It wasn't like that last year. The C was all the way on it was entirely on the right side. That looks bad. I don't like it. Just put the whole C on the other side. Make the uniforms better.
Okay.
See, Bryce Harper came and he had his old lettering on the back of his jersey the other day?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I don't know how he finagled that, but he went with his old jersey.
It's going to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, it will. Next offering outside. Some of the, like, some of the City Connect uniforms are, like, out of stock. Like, the Cardinals don't, they're, it's not a City Connect, but their powder blues aren't in stock yet.
Happened with Seattle yesterday. They were going to wear a certain uniform, and it was not available.
On the ground, softly hit. That's Dansby Swanson to pick it up and throw him out. I mean, not available.
They hadn't been delivered.
You got FedEx? What?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know the why. I just know the what. I was told
the tiny little company.
Somebody up there. That
tiny little company like Nike and Fanatics. I can't. Doing.
Hey, you know what Jock Peterson did when he was a rookie?
Tell me.
He hit home runs in five consecutive games.
Mm.
And Michael Buescher on that list.
See how JD is like, I don't want to play this game.
Why not?
Exactly.
Make the uniforms better.
Exactly.
Okay.
Doesn't want to play that game today.
I'm with Boog.
JD's with Boog too.
He just didn't want to put it on the record.
He just didn't want to do that on the air.
Boog was on one last night. He was going on like
Boog these, Bernstein over there.
No, Boog was doing these like long diatribes about deep cut Brady Bunch episodes.
Yeah, that also sounds like you.
He was going like Buddy Hinton and making the bully who's making fun of Cindy's lisp.
See, JD is very lucky that the marquee booth does not have a text line, because Boog would be all over the place.
But eventually, Boog was just—he was talking to himself about the Brady Bunch thing, and then there's a pause. He's like, "I don't really know where I was going with that. I don't really think there's a point to any of it." So, hey, if you can entertain yourself, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's fun times that were had, and the Cubs ended up winning the game, which made things even better.
Make the uniforms better.
Okay.
Quick story I don't think I've ever told about some behind-the-scenes aspects here. If you remember, and I forgot which failed U.S. Senate run or governor it was, when Jim Oberweis, because he was a multiple-time loser, because he's just a loser, and he lost his Senate race in 02 and 04, ran for governor in 06, ran for Congress in 08, and he also lost to Lauren Underwood at another congressional run recently. The guy's just an Ofer, just an absolute loser. And remember, he filmed himself in the helicopter over Soldier Field, and he was trying to scare people. Total xenophobic jerkweed. He's like, if we don't do anything, Soldier Field is going to be full of Mexicans, and all the Mexicans are coming. You see, it's
too late.
It seats 60,000 people,
here.
And there's going to be all these Mexicans showing up. And Terry and I had a field day just making fun of him. And at the time, I guess, Oberweis Dairy was advertising with the company, and I got a letter. I think Mitch called me in. Maybe was it Mitch? Somebody called me and said, hey, by the way, you know, they're a sponsor, and they really want to say, just like, you know, they're different, and they're not the
connected with the campaign.
They're not connected with what his policies are. And my response was, well, when I watch these commercials, and when Jim Oberweis says, I approve this message,
he usually starts out at the restaurant.
And there's a graphic at the end in his signature that includes an ice cream cone. If he's playing on it, then they have to understand that.
Are you settling old scores or something? What's going on?
Well, I just found it interesting that they're apparently headed out of business because of some really stupid spending. I guess the Oberweis company began to try to market to Asia and had a total sales of zero. Despite somehow no one in Asia wanted whatever it was they were selling. And they also,
I mean, the product's really good.
They also recently made a switch to amber-colored bottles that turned a lot of people off.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And they owe a lot of people a lot of money.
So I can go back and get that Oberweis vanilla that I wasn't
getting?
This
is what I'm wondering.
Before that, because of him?
That if they're in receivership, I will say, and I hated this because I didn't know what I was trying when I was trying it. You know, I love peppermint ice cream. Old-fashioned, pink-colored,
peppermint, chunks of peppermint candy in it, little green chunks, and it's hard to find the really good. It is maybe the Oberweis, maybe the best peppermint ice cream I've ever had in my life.
So you, when you say and you didn't know what you were trying when you were trying it, someone like snuck it to you?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. What is it? They said, oh, that's Oberweis. I'm like, ew, oh, now I feel bad because now it's just going to eat this. So, and it's going to make me hate Mexicans.
So you're trying to figure out if you can go back in.
And I don't want to hate Mexicans. And right, like now that if they're actually going out of business, I feel bad for the people who work there and who are going to be displaced and everything else and working in their factories. But all I need is a little bit of clearance to get some of that peppermint ice cream. It's like how I felt with Barilla pasta, because you remember when Guido Barilla was saying, like, oh, gays can't eat our pasta.
Oh, I didn't even know
that. Oh, we're not the pasta for homosexuals.
No
kidding.
And
then I was like, you know what, dude, I'm done. And that was my go-to pasta. And finally, the day that Guido Barilla and the Barilla family officially apologized to everyone involved and he dissociated himself with the company, and Beth is texting me, and she's like, go buy Barilla pasta right now! We're on again! And that I'm just wondering, can I go get peppermint ice cream?
Well, let me know what you conclude if Beth gives clearance on this.
This isn't a Beth thing. She doesn't like... She only likes Breyers mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, but she's smart and your wife, so text her and see if you've got clearance. She knows how you feel about Oberweis. So
I don't need clearance from her on this.
Then who are you asking clearance from?
I don't know. Just in general, just putting it out there.
I was saying if you get clearance from her, then I'll go back and get that vanilla that I was looking for yesterday at the Jewels on 61st and Cottage. Because it was the only vanilla that they
That's
had.
That's weird.
It's very strange.
And I'm pretty picky about it. I like the Breyers vanilla bean.
I like
the
Breyers
flex,
vanilla.
But not with the dark flex.
But just to have in the house for a little acid reflux, you know? So if Beth gives the okay, then I can go back over there and get me a pint.
I just want to make sure that not a single dollar goes to Jim Oberweis.
This is what I'm saying.
Because you know why? He is a penis.
I don't know about all that.
He's a total bag a loser.
See how we started the segment and see exactly, he's doing exactly what Boog did to JD last night. So I'm just going to go, okay.
Hey, Jack Peterson's hit 5 home runs in 5 consecutive minutes.
Hey, Caitlin Clark, huh?
How about that Caitlin Clark? We are going to talk about Caitlin Clark. The Caitlin Clark phenomenon and what happens and why there's some haters. And I don't mean haters on the internet. I mean, haters that play in the league. Let's discuss that next here on The Score.
Make the uniforms better.
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.